Melissa Ontiveros is a candidate running in the Democratic primary in New Mexico's District 31 State Senate race. Melissa, I want to thank you so much for joining us. First of all, if you could share with our audience why you are running for this seat.
Sure. I am running for the people who live in District 31. So they're asking for a representative that will be in the community year-round. And they need someone that will listen to them, understand them, and be a strong voice for them. So I want to be that voice that represents them in Santa Fe and address their issues that are important. So that's why I'm running.
Let's talk about those issues. Obviously, COVID-19 is impacting everyone's life right now. And I'd like to hear from you what you think are the biggest issues in District 31 and across New Mexico.
Sure. Specifically, the concerns for the district in general is the lack of attention to the residents, to them. During my campaign, I had the privilege to speak to a lot of those residents, and they're asking for clean water, better roads, broadband, and access to care. And then another issue is a concern for major, and this is a major concern, is for our future generations, the lack of youth facilities down in the south in Anthony, Chaparral, Mesquite, Perino, Sunland Park, is very, very limited. So I think we need to address those issues immediately. We need youth programs and facilities that will help these students. But as far as the COVID, another issue for my area in District 31 is the lack of health care and health facilities providers. So that's very, very important for that area. So I plan to address these issues in Santa Fe by collaborating with, in Santa Fe, by advocating for the residents. And also, I also want to collaborate with the community and local leaders and policymakers to address these needs and barriers and find resources for the people in southern New Mexico.
If elected, how do you think you can address these issues with legislation?
Well, so there's several different ways of addressing these issues because there's different factors, such as, I guess, number one is, safety. And so we need to address safety by providing resources and adequate resources in healthcare for the people that have been affected. So that's number one. Number two, secondly, there are many people in New Mexico that are being affected financially by the pandemic. So I think it's important that we provide economic resources to help reduce those financial strains and possible homelessness. And then number three, because of the severe economic downturn for the state of New Mexico, it's important to have a special session to address a deficit. I can't be part of that right now because I'm not senator right now, but for right now, I think the senators and legislatures need to get together and talk about how we can address the deficit. And there's a saving specifically for this time. So we need to talk about where we should allocate the monies to reduce the additional shortfalls. And lastly, which is really important that people are not talking about, is behavioral health and specifically trauma due to the pandemic. And many, many of us are experiencing, primary trauma or secondary trauma. So as we get through this pandemic, we potentially will face a mental health crisis that will increase, PTSD, depression, substance use and abuse and suicide. So we should educate right now on funds and resources, but we need to work together cross-sectorally to reduce, this behavioral health crisis that may be in the future and we don't want that to happen. So those are some of the issues, and those are some of the ways that I would work towards reducing and looking at helping our residents in 31 and New Mexico.
The New Mexico Supreme Court dismissed an emergency petition by the Secretary of State and other county clerks to conduct the June primary election by using mostly a mail-in ballot. The High Court dismissed that petition and ordered that applications for absentee ballots be mailed to voters. How do you feel about that decision by the High Court?
Wow. Because of the pandemic, I think that we should have had a mail-in ballot only. I think that we're putting people at risk right now. I wish that wouldn't have happened, but it did. And hopefully we can make sure that people are safe. I'm hoping that people apply for their absentee ballot and stay home and do that from the comfort of their home and safety of their home.
How has this pandemic impacted your campaign?
So I can't go out and shake hands and really get involved in the community and be out and do face-to-face contact. So that's how it's affected me. So I am here working from home to reach voters. And so it's been a challenge, but we're getting through it.
Melissa Ontiveros is a Democratic State Senate candidate running for the District 31 seat. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate your time.